to the book of Exodus. Thank you, ladies. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, platform workers, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, I told everybody else except my platform workers. Amen. A sermon entitled, Let My Money Go. You know, I don't, as if you see and you go back over everything that I do, I don't really, amen, preach on giving, but I received an email, and that email said, if you, amen, as we are coming up on Easter, it would be great to preach a sermon, Let My Money Go. I said, well, let me write it. Exodus 8, verse 1, Let My Money Go, amen. And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We come to you. We believe that you are a rewarder of those tonight that diligently, God, seek you. We thank you for your grace and most of all, your mercy that is renewed every single day, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. The Message translation says, God said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh and tell him, release my people so that they could worship me. If he refuses, if you refuse to let them go, he says, I'm warning you. Other translations, it says that they could serve me instead of worship me. Here we have seen many of movies. We've seen many of different stories proclaiming here where Moses stands before Pharaoh. Amen. He's there with a shepherd's suit, with the rod in his hand. And he's there and he's standing before the most powerful man, amen, known to earth at that time. And he says these words, let my people go. Could God tonight be trying to proclaim in the same manner that, the man of God would stand before Moses or before Pharaoh and say, to you and I, let my money go. See, God is never going to run out of resources. How many know that? But could it be tonight that you and I, because we make the conscious decisions to hold what belongs to God in a captive state. See, Pharaoh, he refused, to release the Israelites. In that same manner, many people tonight refuse to release that money that God said is his. There's an illustration tonight. It's called the hardness of hearts. It says hoarding money is frequently linked to a spiritual, rather than a financial issue. Another illustration says wealth is often viewed as a high wall of defense, a false security that keeps people from trusting God. Firstly, tonight, money becomes our Pharaoh. See, Pharaoh represented control, fear, ownership. When we trust money more than God, what it does is it becomes, folks, our Pharaoh. Our trust is more. We fear losing it. We obey our budget rather than God himself. Matthew 6:24, it says, you cannot have two masters, God and mammon. You are going to give your heart to one of them. Let me ask you tonight, who, runs your finances, your wealth, your money? See, money tonight is supposed to be a tool. But what it can become, it can become our suppressor when, mammon rules our life. See, God did not ask. He demanded it. He demanded that Pharaoh release the Israelites in that same manner. God says the earth in Psalms 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When we see that our money tonight is not really ours, but it is something that God has entrusted in you and I, we will see finances, money, their investment, everything that we have, we will see it in a totally different manner. By you and I tonight, by us withholding it from the purpose of God, we are keeping something that he is saying to you and I tonight. Will you let it go? Secondly, resisting can bring unneeded pressure. See, the plagues, as Pharaoh stood, it started out, with one thing that led to another, all the way to the 10th plague. Those plagues increased every time that Pharaoh, refused to let go. Are you and I tonight, are we resisting God in that same manner in our giving? We increase as we refuse. We increase in stress, fear. But not only that, but we don't receive the full blessings that God has for you and I. Those blessings are stalled, because we refuse to release it unto God. See, deliverance came when, Pharaoh released the children of Israel. They were free in that manner, deliverance comes when you and I release it. The moment that Pharaoh let go, Israel was freed. Just as for ourselves, the moment that we let go, you and I will be able to enjoy one thing, that is the financial freedom that God truly has for our lives. Jesus said these words in Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be what? Give it unto you. See, when we realize that God is Lord and not our money, we will give what is God and what he is telling you and I to release. See, we give our tithe. Our tithe is 10%. We give an offering. That is something that comes from within you and I. An offering is something, amen, besides the tithe. What that is amen, the trust that you and I have placed. When we withhold it, when you and I don't give it, what we have done is we have placed a greater trust on money instead of God. But God tonight is calling you and I to one thing, to love the Lord your God with all your everything. Tonight, if we release money, the Lord, amen, would say, not only will my purposes be fulfilled, but also my people would be set free. Are you being held a hostage because of your trust in your money tonight? You know, if we take out a bill, I know we don't maneuver with bills any longer or exchange with bills, but on the back of it, it says, key phrase, in God we trust. Who do you put your trust upon? In closing tonight, Pharaoh lost everything. Pharaoh lost everything. He lost his possessions. The people were set free. But he lost a greater thing. He lost his son, his first son, because of the last plague. Pharaoh, amen, held on for too long. And because of that, everything was stripped. God makes it clear and simple. He will not bless covetousness. Illustration, a person accumulates wealth, building bigger and bigger barns. In today's terminology, bigger barns can be accounted as a bigger savings account to do one thing, to secure their future. But the person refuses to share, resulting in being, amen, called by there, amen, by God, that you are rich, but not rich towards me. The term mortgage, what it does is it comes from a meaning, amen, of that's called the death pledge. How many know that a 30-year mortgage is a death pledge for our lives? But listen to what the words more, amen, M-O-R-T means death. Gage means pledge. So refusing, amen, to release money to God, amen. Listen, it'll bring forth, amen, a thing that, amen, can possibly put us in a big bind. God says, I take this seriously. Do you and I take it in the same way? If we are going to follow God, if we are going to, amen, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, could God tonight be calling you and I not to a death pledge, amen, but to be set free from, amen, the gauge, amen, the hold, the stronghold of money, amen, mammon, holding our lives, they're captive. See, money in God's hand becomes a tool for a miracle. Money that is withheld from God becomes our master. The question tonight, and as I close, is not, can I afford to let it go? The question is, can you not afford to? You know, there's a saying, and that saying is, who's your daddy? Amen? Because you recognize that person as the head of your life. Amen? We recognize that as, amen, you're the father of your life. Who's our Heavenly Father? Is it God or is it mammon? I cannot answer that for you, because your daddy is who you are going to trust. Amen? Your father is who you are going to put your faith upon. Do you put your faith on the bills, or do you put your faith on our Heavenly Father? That's something we have to answer tonight. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here tonight, you're not saved. You're here tonight, you're not right with God. I know this is not a salvation per sermon, but you can be set free. When you are set free, you are set free indeed. The book of John, chapter 10, tells you and I that when we are set free, folks, listen to me, you know that you are saved when nothing that you have is now our own. We recognize that everything we have is God's, including ourselves. But maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're not right with God. God's trying to touch your heart. I'm not asking you if you've known about God. I'm not asking you if years ago you gave your life to God. I'm asking you right now, if you were to step into eternity, if you were to die today, where are you going to spend eternity? If there is an uncertainty in your life, you can surrender your life to Jesus tonight. You can surrender your heart to the Lord. You can be for sure, and you can know what Jesus says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he soever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus wants to touch. He wants to rescue you from the danger that you and I face because of the wages and penalties of our sin tonight. You're here in this place. You're not saved, or maybe you're backslidden. Can Jesus touch your heart tonight? If that is you tonight, I would simply love to do one thing. I would love to pray with you. Would you want to surrender your life to Christ? Or maybe you're backslidden tonight. God sees that young man's heart. You can put it down. Anybody else tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus? You want to surrender your heart to the Lord? I'm not asking you if you know about Jesus. I'm asking you, does Jesus have, or is he Lord and Savior of your life? If he's not, would you surrender your heart to Jesus? Would you surrender your life to the Lord? Give him an opportunity to move upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah. I preached on let my money go, church, as I move on in the order of this call. Do you have a tight grip upon your finances. Moses stood before Pharaoh and he said, let my people go so that they could serve me and worship me. But we cannot do it if our money controls us. We cannot worship giving is, in sense, worship. Because we are releasing of ourselves and saying, God, I trust you. Maybe you're here tonight and you are battling on giving. Can God tonight speak to you? Let my money go. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't you come? I want to pray with you. As the usher comes forward. Listen, I'm not Moses. But could tonight you let go of God's money? I'm not going to preach this sermon again. Will you allow God to bless your life? Because God tonight, he is everything he does, folks. Listen, everything that God does, he gives to you and I. Everything. In the only area that God says, now it's our turn. It's when we give to God. You know, many a times we think it's a great sacrifice. But have we seen the sacrifice that Jesus did when he went all the way to the cross? He didn't blink an eye. But he gave himself even more when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's amazing. That even in the midst of all these things, Jesus was asking the Father, don't hold these things against them. That's amazing. Let's give tonight. Amen. Let's give with all liberality and ask God to bless, our lives. Won't you pray?